Hey everyone, today we're going to look at Matthew chapter 21, starting in verse 18. In the morning, as he was returning to the city, he became hungry, and seeing a fig tree by the wayside, he went to it and found nothing on it, but only leaves. And he said to it, "May no fruit ever come from you again." And the fig tree withered at once. When the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, "How did the fig tree wither at once?" And Jesus answered them, "Truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' it will happen. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith." So this is an interesting little incident, I think maybe often misunderstood. Remember that it's taking place within the context of the last week of Jesus' ministry, culminating in his crucifixion here in Jerusalem. So if the triumphal entry was on the first day of the week, a Sunday, this is on the second day of the week, a Monday. And it's after the prior day's action in the temple when he went into the temple and cleared it out of robbers. And so I think we're meant to understand that what Jesus is doing here isn't just, look at this neat miracle I can do, but it is a symbolic action. It reminds me in some ways of what happened when Jeremiah went to the potter and saw a potter making a vessel, and then the vessel, he messed up and he started over. And God said, look, this is an image of repentance. I can change my purpose for a vessel if there's repentance involved. So this is a similar symbolic action that Jesus is undertaking as a statement about what's going on all around during this entire week. And so a couple things to say about this. One, in the scriptures, plants, especially plants that produce fruit, are very much an image of the people of God. And there's many places in the prophets where Israel itself is described as a fig tree. Fig trees are often used in the Old Testament as an image for prosperity. So a lot of what's going on here is that in the prior day, Jesus has gone to the temple. He's the master of the vineyard. He's looked for fruit, and there was no fruit, so he cleaned house. And here, when Jesus comes to the fig tree, it's a symbolic interpretation of what he's just done. He comes to this fig tree looking for fruit. It doesn't have fruit, so he curses the fig tree. This is precisely what's going to happen to the temple. So in this action with the fig tree, Jesus is showing symbolically what's going to happen, what he's going to allow to happen to the temple in 70 AD, because its leadership there does not produce the fruit of holiness and kindness and mercy and justice. And that just continues to be borne out when you look at the rest of the passage. So the disciples are sort of, they marvel at the miracle and they ask how this can happen. Now notice what Jesus says. He says, even if you say to this mountain, so they're on the Mount of Olives, and Jesus says, even if you say to this mountain, what mountain might they be referring to? Well, very likely he's literally pointing to the Temple Mount, all right, the mountain upon which the temple is. And so when Jesus is saying, even if you pray that this temple be moved into the sea, he's speaking again about the temple. This mountain has not produced fruit. God intended it to produce fruit. So I, Jesus, am speaking for its removal so that a way can be made for a fruitful plant in God's garden. So even there, Jesus is speaking about the temple and its lack of fruit that he intended for his people to bear. Now, of course, I do think it has an application to prayer as well. And I think this passage is tricky because some people seem to think, maybe a prosperity gospel type might seem to think, just anything we ask in prayer, God will give us. On the other end, sometimes I think we qualify it to death and almost think it means nothing. And this teaching on prayer, I think it's better to say that if we don't have an experience of what Jesus is talking about, then we better dig in and we better learn all the more. I do think he's giving his people, in service to his purposes, who are producing the fruits of the kingdom, I do think he gives them an authority. And I do think he calls us to be able to pray for things, to be able to pray for obstacles to be removed. And I do think it's a rather startling, bold thing. But I think the way it usually gets applied probably is an abuse of it. So again, the master comes to his vineyard looking for fruit. And again, we need to be asking ourselves, are we bearing the fruit that his grace given to us in his son Jesus and in his resurrection and by the Holy Spirit will allow us to produce fruit? Are we producing that fruit? And if not, it's time for us to pray. It's time for us to pray and ask God to remove whatever obstacles there are in our lives that keep us from bearing the fruit that God is looking for.